I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Murphy Oil said Tuesday it will spin off its downstream subsidiary, Murphy Oil USA, into an independent and separately traded company, making the El Dorado-based firm a pure-play exploration and production company. Murphy Oil's plan will create two publicly traded companies, its oil and gas exploration and production group, commonly referred to as upstream operations, and its marketing and retail operations, commonly referred to as downstream. The spinoff of Murphy USA is expected to be finalized in 2013. Hawker Beechcraft announced it intends to emerge from Chapter 11 protection as a standalone company. Wichita, Kansas-based Hawker Beechcraft, which has major operations in Little Rock, also announced it's no longer pursuing its $1.79 billion merger with Superior Aviation Beijing Company. That's because the two parties could not reach an agreement on terms for a partnership. Now, after the Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the company intends to rename itself Beechcraft Corporation, and it's going to implement a business plan that focuses on turboprop, piston, special mission, and trainer attack aircraft, which are the company's most profitable products. The company's Little Rock facility is known for its production work on high-performance business jets and its maintenance division. Hawker said it could sell some or all of those product lines or a closure of the entire jet business if no satisfactory bids are received. NextLife Asset Recovery Services announced it will open a new headquarters and processing facility in Rogers, Arkansas. Company plans to invest more than $10 million and hire 350 new jobs, 340 of which will be manufacturing processing, 10 will be in management. NextLife's Rogers location will recycle post-consumer plastics into an environmentally sustainable resin that can be used to manufacture new consumer plastic items. Companies already secured agreements with several companies to supply. Home Bank Shares, the parent company of Centennial Bank, announced third quarter earnings of $16.1 million. That's up 16% compared to 1 year ago. Home Bank Shares said the quarter was the most profitable quarter in the bank's history. It also said its strong financial position would allow it to pursue future acquisitions. Stribling Equipment will acquire the heavy equipment dealership operations of Warrior of Arkansas, a company operating numerous locations servicing Arkansas and portions of Texas and Oklahoma. Terms of the private deal were not disclosed. The western territories of Stribling will be served by seven new locations in Little Rock, Springdale, Texarkana, Fort Smith, Camden, Monticello, and Arkadelphia. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, an already declared candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor, raised more than $1 million for his 2014 bid during his first 3 months of fundraising. In his first campaign finance report for governor, McDaniel reported raising a little over $1 million and spent just a little over $138,000. The report showed that $923,000 was donated for the Democratic primary and a little more than $112,000 for a potential runoff. McDaniel is the only declared candidate for governor in 2014. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.